This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Joy Powers.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. An international commission continues to work to decide the fate of the city of Waukesha's water supply. Lake Effect's Susan Bentz has been in Chicago for a meeting of the governments represented in the Great Lakes Compact, and they've been weighing Waukesha's application to buy Lake Michigan water.
Susan spoke this morning with WUWM's Rachel Owens and offered the most recent update.
It's the Great Lakes St. Lawrence River Water Resources Regional Body, and it's made up of representatives from the Great Lakes states and Canadian provinces. Whatever determinations they make in Chicago about Waukesha's application, it'll be advisory, but could well influence, really should be influencing and indicating a final vote. The Compact Council, which is comprised of the Great Lakes states only, will take that final vote in about a month again in Chicago.
So, Susan, did the meeting draw a crowd?
Well, I would stay in the neighborhood of 100 people. One of the first to arrive was Anthony Herman. He's a Racine, Wisconsin resident now whose passion for the Great Lakes, he says, is rooted in his family history.
Lived my whole life. My father, my grandfather, my uncles, and aunts, like 14 in number, in that Jones Island fishing family. And I just don't see any intensive effort, on the part of Waukesha to really solve this problem. Why the expansion of their service area?
So Herman touched on the topic that wove in and out of Thursday's discussion. Waukesha's application zeroes in on the city's need for a reliable water source, but it also folds in neighboring communities into that service plan. And it's a point that Marcel Gaucher talked about. Gaucher represents the province of Quebec.
As we've made an analysis of the project, it became clear to us that the water service area is not a community as defined in the agreement. In our view, the city of Waukesha needs to demonstrate it needs the water beyond the limits of the city of Waukesha. The other communities need to make that this demonstration also.
What other topics did the delegates discuss on Thursday?
Well, Grant Trigger brought up a number of issues. He represents the state of Michigan. Trigger suggested that since a central argument for Waukesha's need for drawing water from Lake Michigan is the danger posed by their deep aquifer wells, that he thought Wisconsin should restrict future high-capacity wells in that area.
We listened to many stakeholders. We listened through tribal consultations with a lot of concerns. One of the issues that we couldn't overlook in this process was the precedent we were setting, that we protected the integrity of and built upon the integrity of the fundamental premises of the compact. This was the concept that we came up with, was proposing a condition that would ask Wisconsin to use its available legal authority, we didn't go beyond that, to take steps to ensure that those same impacts that were used for the justification didn't happen in another way.
And Susan, how did the Canadian provinces figure into this process?
Well, as we said, Quebec and Ontario are weighing in now, but when it comes down to the final decision, only the U.S. Great Lakes states will vote. Jason Travers, who represents Ontario, told me constituents in Ontario do have concerns.
I think from the public point of view, there was some concern about how quickly this was going and the sort of precedent nature that it could set. I think from our technical review, we added some elements that sort of dive deeper into the specifics of the agreement around the service area that was obviously spent a lot of time talking about today.
So before the evening ended yesterday, Rachel, the region body gathered behind closed doors for a while and did scale back on the scope of Waukesha's proposed water service, meaning it eliminated, at least at this point, Delafield and Genesee from that plan.
Okay, thank you, Susan.
Environmental reporter Susan Bentz speaking with WUWM's Rachel Owens. You'll find much more of our coverage of Waukesha's application to use Lake Michigan water at WUWM.com.
A short break now, then the long-awaited debut of Bubbler Talk comes your way on Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.